Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the podcast. It's You Up with Nikki Glaser, the podcast version. This is the podcast of the radio show that happens every day, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 12 Eastern on Sirius XM Channel 95. If you have Sirius or a rental car, you should check it out because we do 2 hours every single morning. But this is some of the best of. I mean, there's so much we're not even including that is so good because we can only pull so much, you know. So with me today at the podcast recording, we just finished Thursday's show. This is going out on Friday, but Andrew Collin is here.
Drip drip, everyone. Hope there's a little puddle there on the 405. Clean it up.
All right. You're always talking to people on the 405.
That's the only one I know.
I
sounds better than the 95 and the turnpike.
Yeah, it does.
Is there another three number?
There's the 101.
Oh, the 101.
There's the 435 in Kansas. Ian Finance is here. What do you got?
There's a 291. That's Falk Road in Wilmington, Delaware.
See, there's
cleanup
tons.
On 291.
That's
cleanup.
Right.
Yeah.
And Falk Road goes through Neyman's Road into Marcus Hook, Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
I'm mad that I know that now.
Chad's Ford.
I don't want any of this information.
I don't either.
And I shall forget it immediately.
Kennett Square.
Ian Finance is here. He was on Thursday's show, which we just recorded. This is going out on Friday. Maybe you're listening to it right away. If you are listening to this Friday and you live in the North Carolina state, I am in Raleigh, North Carolina at Goodnight's Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. That's Friday and Saturday, March something. No, it's not even March yet. It's 28th. It's March 1st and 2nd. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's March.
Oh, I don't know.
Very excited about that.
Wow.
God, we're just zipping through this year.
Zipping through.
I don't remember having a leap year for quite some time now. I feel like it's been over 4 years.
Yeah, it happens every 9.
Oh, I thought it happens every 4.
No, it changed. They changed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Whoa, how do you know something?
I don't know.
He's so full of it.
Okay, I thought it was every
they
4.
They changed the leap year?
I
Who's
thought maybe,
they?
Well, it does feel like it's been longer than 4 years since we've had a February 29th.
And 9 was a good number to pick.
It wasn't
too high.
They changed it.
I was so impressed that you knew something I didn't.
I don't know anything.
Came together on
the
calendar?
I know a few things you don't know, okay?
Okay. Let's get into it. How did your date go last night?
Well, sports, I know better.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's all
nice.
I paid
that
attention to.
That sounds like someone that doesn't know anything about sports.
Sports,
I know better.
You want to go head-to-head? You want to go head-to-head?
Well, that sounds like a sports threat. Many sports are head-to-head, right?
Yeah,
That's a sports term.
Yeah, tennis does that.
Head-to-head?
Head-to-head.
The Super Bowl could be a head-to-head.
Head-to-heads. Heads-to-heads. Heads-to-heads.
People say head-to-head, though, even with its team.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of heads to heads, how was your date last night?
My date was good. There was
okay,
a head
so
to head.
Okay, so we were going, this is the second date that you had.
Yeah.
You had a first date with mm-hmm. this girl. Did we talk about it on the radio yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, so the first date went great. You scheduled a second date. The night after the first date, you went head to head with this one.
I went head to head, day to day.
So how was your second date? I haven't heard anything about it. It happened last night.
It was great. We went to a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat salt anymore, but I ate all salt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cool with that. And we had fun. We ate mostly veggies. It was nice. And then we were flirting holding hands,
great.
Sitting across from each other, too far to kiss.
Did she look at your thumbs?
It's so funny when I'm hooking up and I almost put my wart thumb in her. Like, you know,
in
when
her
you're
vagina?
Like, no, her mouth.
What?
And I was like, no, you're just in the heat of passion.
Oh,
I'm choking her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you almost put your wart thumb.
Yeah.
He has a wart at the very tip of his thumb that I.
Goo.
Yeah. It's not the sexiest thing about me, but it's not the worst.
To me, it is.
Thumb bunion.
Oh, my God. I honestly love his wart more
than. You're telling me if you got this in your mouth.
I wouldn't want it in my mouth, but like if I want to. You know what I want to do to your wart. Like, I'm very fascinated by it. I love warts. I, like, follow warts on Reddit. Like, I'm obsessed with warts.
Yeah.
I just want to dissect them. I want to incise. I want to get them out. I want to scoop them out. I want to, like, torture them.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyone who's listening
Andrew
who's disgusted by me, you're right. Oh, that was some expert. Misdirection from good old Ian Fidance.
Very nice.
So
you,
I mean, this was getting hot and heavy if you were putting fingers in mouths.
No, we went right to that. That was the only thing we did. No, I went to, we went back to her place. She wanted to come back to mine, but I didn't clean my room. I was gone all day.
You still didn't clean your room.
You know, it happens.
I know, you were on my couch.
I was on your couch sleeping. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I could have cleaned my room. There's definitely time.
There was so much time.
There was no time. So I didn't clean the room. She's like, all right, we ate right by her place. Mm-hmm. So I knew that.
Yeah, you knew it was going to go down at her place.
I know.
Right?
But she still wanted to walk another quarter mile to my place. But I was like, oh, we're right here. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, my roommate's awake.
Right.
And it's a very small place.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, all right, so whatever. She's like, no, come on up. And I was like, all right. And then we get up, and then her roommate, you could just hear her walking while we're, so
like
we get right into it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you definitely, she heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
All the, yeah.
What'd she hear?
Oh, fuck.
Let's get back to wart talk.
Oh, yeah.
This
so,
is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. So ooh,
that was a verbal wart.
Disgusting. God.
So, stuff like that, and then the bed,
all right.
You know, the
yep.
You know, when the bed hits the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, yeah, sex was good. We had sex.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Unprotected?
No, protected. I'm
great.
Very into protected sex.
Doesn't count.
Put a condom over that thumb next time.
I did. The condom fits my thumb more than it does my dick.
Got a
I got
Magnum
more
for
the
thumb.
Thing. Yeah, I got the old Magnum for the warty. Wart.
How did it go?
It was fun. She had a Tempur-Pedic bed. So, like, on top of, like, her hard bed was this, like, very thick
memory foam.
That, like, you sink in and, like, whatever.
It's hard to get
it's
a
hard
lot of leverage.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
There's no bounce.
And, like, I'm, like, we're falling into it while I'm trying to get a rhythm going. So
yeah,
that was tough.
Hard.
It was hurting my hip. You know, like, you don't want to say, oh, my old hips.
How do you think you did? How do you think she's feeling today?
I think she feels good. I didn't go down on her.
Okay.
But,
why? She didn't want it?
I don't know.
Salt?
She went down on me.
You're avoiding salt?
I'm avoiding salt. You know that. and pepper. Salt and pepper, she is. So
well, we're going to check in with you about this hookup throughout the podcast because you know we're going to come back right after this clip. This is from Monday's show with Matthew Broussard and Seth Herzog. What a fun show this was. We talked a little bit about free will, and that is that's what you're about to hear. Two hilarious dudes and me talking about my favorite subject, free will, and how there is none of it. Unless, and actually there is no free will. Like, even if you make a will, it's going to cost money to do that. So there's no free wills anywhere.
Or if you want to buy a will.
If you want to buy a will. What
like
do you mean?
An actual will, like Will, like short for William.
Why would you buy a person that you could have used that in a different way?
If you want to watch reruns of Fresh Prince, see Will Smith, you got to buy him on Amazon.
Yeah, same with Will and Grace. There's no free Will and Grace.
If you want
to There's
wet
no
willy,
free Will.
There's free wet willies.
There are free wet willies.
There's
okay.
Free Willy, but
not so much.
Coming up on this clip.
Enjoy the clip, you guys. We'll be back with more of Andrew Collins Hookup with Ian Fidance and me, Nikki Glaser, after this. We are so lucky to have not been born at another time when life was pure hell.
Yeah. Well,
what
death
about,
like,
was
a
sweet
years?
Release from yeah. Shitting in like
for,
in
for
the
literally
cold.
Thousands of years.
No plumbing. Yeah. No, like, think about all the being raped all the time as a woman. Like, we live in a great time. Like,
comparatively,
it's the best time.
Yeah.
Well, what about in the? I've been thinking a lot lately of, like, I don't like where things are in society right now. That, like, in 1,000 years, but like. Look at all those people. They had everything, like, technologically, but they were just so unhappy. Look at social media. Yeah. They're always, everyone's depressed and on medicine.
Yeah.
Like what a sad time to be born in. Like, in some ways, things are worse that we have all these things and we can't appreciate them.
It's true. We're all depressed. We're all a lot more isolated and depressed.
I've been trying to write a bit about, like, how come you never see someone in a zombie movie who is like, I am so much happier. Since the zombie apocalypse, I am just focused.
Yeah.
I'm not distracted by social
media.
I live in the moment.
Anymore.
I'm present.
That's
I'm,
really
everything's
funny.
Better.
Yeah. That's
because
really
Because truly,
funny.
That's what would happen. Things
it
have to be a little
be.
Bit worse. Things are too good right now. I think things were just a little bit worse, we'd be happier. I feel like people on the prairie maybe had it better. But like 100 years before that, terrible. But like,
right.
It's really, yeah, it's not good. Our phones are making us really, really lonely and sad.
I think we need more to do. I think more people need more, like, activities. We have too much free time.
You have to, like, farm more.
What do you guys do to get away from your phone? I mean, you're taking care of your kids,
Seth. That helps a lot.
But you know the feeling you have when you've been away from your phone for a bit and you go, oh, my God, I'm, like, really... like brave.
I'm a pioneer
that I'm getting back to like my roots. I have that being away from my phone gives me the same sense of pride that reading a book used to give me. And now I'm not even reading a book. I'm just
so
taking
funny.
A shower.
Just see what he ended
yes,
in.
I know.
I mean, what is that?
We're back from that clip. Now something just went down in the break. Ian made a comment to Andrew that his lips looked purple. And now Andrew is on new medication today and he's very stressed out about it, even though it's medication that's supposed to make you less stressed. You're on a beta blocker?
I don't know anymore. Now I'm freaked out.
He's on Zoloft.
Now.
Oh, the beta blocker.
No, I'm not on a beta blocker. I'm on a hydro some stuff for high blood pressure.
Okay.
So it makes you a diuretic.
Yeah.
And a thing that opens up your veins.
Okay.
And then I'm also on my first ever pill of Zoloft.
Okay.
This morning. And now Ian said my lips look purple.
They don't.
Okay.
Ian is
also,
he's projecting.
My lips don't look purple.
I know they don't. They look perfect. Yours do look of concern.
Don't
I'm just
they?
Kidding. No, they don't.
They look a little discolored.
I swear to God, they don't look bad.
Dude, this is, my lips are always purple. I have
they
purple
are.
Lips.
He has purple lips.
Oh, all right.
Speaking of purple lips,
what?
How was your hookup? So the hookup last night, you didn't go down on her. You had, did she go down on you?
Yeah.
Did she have purple lips?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
You had sex. How did you leave it? Did you spend the night? What's going on?
I spent the night.
Mm-hmm.
Nice sleep.
Great. And, on a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Woke up in the morning. Sex again.
Great.
In the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, you're freshly like.
Yeah, I've showered. We showered together.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Not, did you go
intimate.
Down on her in the shower?
No, no salt.
Wow.
No salt.
Okay.
She went down on me in the shower.
It did was, she?
Yeah, it's fun, man.
What a selfish lover.
She really was. And I couldn't, I came the first time in a condom like pretty quick, like
oh
the night
God.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Not that quick, but kind of quick.
How's kind of quick?
I don't know, like fucking 15 minutes maybe.
That's not quick,
you're
minutes.
So full of shit.
No, that's
you
not quick.
You did not last 15 minutes, and now you're telling us it's quick.
I know, that is not quick. What are you
shit?
Talking
that's
about?
Why do I have purple lips? Because
if you think that
so
15 minutes is quick, that means when you are going, when you are trying to strive
okay,
for what
maybe
you're
it was eight
trying.
Minutes. Maybe it's 8 minutes.
I'm telling you guys, no woman wants to have sex for 45 minutes. I know that everyone thinks that coming too quick is like this terrible thing. Take it from me. If it's past 15 minutes, you need to wrap it up.
Coming quick is like in under 2 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That didn't happen. Okay.
Fucking for like 5 to 8 minutes is like, that's a sweet spot.
Yeah, it is. I don't think it's too quick. Wouldn't Jen, the other women in the room, wouldn't you agree that when sex is lasting longer than 20 minutes, you're usually like, have you ever, I don't know that
no,
I've.
No, I don't like long at all. I like to get it over with.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Get the job done and then get
out. I will say that I like sex to last a long time if I'm just being serviced. And there's no, like, if you can't get penetrated for that long, it starts to hurt after a while.
If they're eating
you
out for a long time, then it's like.
Then
it's
kind of like, it's great. It's like being serviced and like having just things done to you gently for a really long time can feel great. But like once it's pound town, get it done. Get it done. Because it starts to be annoying after a while. And that's what sucks about women and orgasms is that we can just keep having them. So there's no ending, you know? Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest things about being a woman is that, like, one orgasm is like, oh, I'm just getting started. But it's also like, there's never a way to tell the guy, like, I'm good. Like, it's over. Like, sometimes it can just be, you could just keep going forever.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I did the other night, I crazy sesh.
Yeah.
And we, I knew I was going to come and she hadn't come yet. And I was like, I'm going to come and I'm going to keep fucking you. And so I came and then I kept fucking her to make her come. And when that was happening, I regretted making that proclamation so
because
much. I just wanted it to be over. No, I stayed hard, but I literally had my face in the pillow with my eyes open.
Yeah, how did you stay?
Because sometimes I can do that.
Yeah,
and,
I've had
like when you're like super turned on, you know. But then I made this promise that I didn't want to keep, so I was like, I gotta keep doing this. But I literally had my face, my eyes open in the pillow in my head. I was like, stop this.
Yeah,
this is terrible for you.
Well, you know, that's how we feel a lot of the time too. So it's only fair. I want to talk to you about stuff, Ian. What's going on with your relationship? Because you're just having like a friends with benefits kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And you thought maybe she's getting a little too attached.
Yeah, well, I think my ego, you know, I have a hard time keeping my ego in check sometimes. And I was like, yeah, you know, this chick, I got to really let her down softly, you know. Hey, babe,
I can't be tied down. I got to flap my wings and fly, you know?
Yeah, it's hot.
And she was like, yeah, no, go fly. You're totally fine to fly.
So you approached her about this, and you said, I think that maybe
I was like, well, I want to check in. I can't be available for anything other than us just, like, hooking up, and that's it. And she's like, yeah, I'm aware. I'm kind of seeing someone else, too. But I like fucking you, so we're going to keep doing that until I don't really want to anymore. But, yeah, I know you're not available. You're like a man-child. And I was like, oh, what?
So how'd that feel?
Guess what? I'm going to love you now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that how you feel, though, for real?
Yeah, I'm quitting comedy. I just took the sanitation exam. I'm going to be a father.
To the other guy's kid.
Yeah.
We got to get to Tuesday's clip. This is with Justin Silver, Mike Vecchione, and Claire Parker. And here's that clip.
Me and Mike, it's a little more of our own. It's our own dominance. Not so much insecurity around other people. That's our own, like, dog.
Who is taller out of the two of you, though?
Mike's probably an inch.
Tower. Over him?
I think you said you were 5'8", so I don't know that 5'8 can tower.
Can I tell you also I am
5'7"? Thank you for the clarity of that. Thank you for clarifying that.
Can I stand up right now?
He is 5'8", for sure.
Mike's 5'8".
I would say Mike is 5'8". Tower, and I,
But with...
you know what why I
don't
I know?
But with she's the hair.
Because if he were lying, he'd say 5'9".
Okay.
You know? Like, I feel like he would have bumped it up.
Yeah.
And what do you say, Justin?
How tall Mike is?
Yeah. No, how tall are you? Yeah. What is it like? Do you have resentment
down
being
here?
A shorter guy?
No.
Because you're not, first of all, you're not short. You guys are pretty average, I would say.
In Peru, you guys would be the biggest men in town.
Yeah.
But do you identify as, like, short men? Do you get insecure about it? Is that a thing?
We're
that
a
would, like...
group who we are discriminated against in society.
I literally
especially by beautiful
so.
Women. Beautiful. Like you guys.
You're overlooked.
We're the beautiful tall.
Yeah.
Literally.
You can't help it.
I've dated a lot of guys who are exactly my height, and I'm really good at doing that thing where, like, every joint in my body contorts. So it's like my hips out and my knees down and my shoulders are akimbo.
So you're like an accordion and that's just a squeeze.
And I stand next to him in a photo, and I'm still in heels, but I'm, like, only up to his shoulder, and we are the same height standing straight.
Can I say that drives me fucking crazy? I've always dated, because you know, I've always dated women Nikki's height or sometimes taller, and I was like, this is just so ridiculous, like, to have insecurity about this. The only thing that sometimes bugs me is, like, when things don't line up.
Yeah.
When things
sexually?
Don't line up. No, things always line up sexually because you're not doing that standing usually.
Yes, exactly.
So things don't line up, things line up sexually, but it's like, sort of like, I can't stand when someone, if you're leaning down in a picture, I'm like, stand the fuck up, because that's your insecurity, not mine.
Here's
stand
another
up.
Thing, though.
That would drive me nuts.
You boys are very, like, brawny. Like, you are strong as shit, you know? So that...
You boys is in Ubiquitous Boys or me
two.
And Mike? Please.
You two.
Well, clarify for the listeners, please,
we have the
after we just
podcast.
Did about 15 minutes on
okay,
the height.
Okay, you guys have great bodies. You're very strong.
Right.
You can toss a lady around. And that's what girls, I think when they have an aversion to short guys, they go, oh, I'm going to feel big. Now, these guys aren't going to make you feel big.
Can I say?
They're going to make you feel very weak.
I would take a short
guy. I'm
going to
choke you.
Yeah.
I'm going to choke you.
Thank you. I would take a
Claire,
short
you look great today.
Guy.
I'm going to choke you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why I wear my turtleneck always. It's just like a little reminder.
I'm pushing me to hot pot. Just let me know. Second date, I'll go a little lower cut.
Okay, enough of this.
Sorry.
Claire, what were you saying?
I don't know. Oh, that the skinny, I would take a short guy with strong, like a strong short guy over a tall guy with skinny legs because of the leg thing. I can't date a guy with skinny legs.
You don't want a guy to have skinnier
but
legs
like,
than
the
you.
The problem is that I think of my daughter and I go, can I really curse her with my own affliction?
Oh,
I'm like, maybe
so
I should
ridiculous.
Marry the skinniest man I can find just to guarantee that my daughter never
I
has
used to say that to my mom. I go, why did you and dad have sex and make me knowing that I could be this ugly? I used to say that to her. And she'd go, oh my God, Nikki, just be happy with what God gave you. Like, instead of being like, you're beautiful, just be happy with, and then I'm like, but we don't go to church. I don't believe in God. You don't believe in God. What am I, who am I supposed to thank? But like that thing of, I got really insecure because I remember a boy in third grade called to tell me he loved me. He was like my best friend. And I was like disgusted that he loved me. I hated it. I cried for hours afterwards. He just called my house. I picked up and he was like, Nikki, I just want to tell you I love you. And I was just like, ah! And then early on, I saw it coming because I knew he was going to call me because earlier on the playground that day, someone came up and goes, do you know that Charlie Poppelstein says you have fat legs? he had told this girl that he loved me, and she changed it to fat legs and brought it to me. So then I did not have fat legs. I was a tiny, tiny girl, and I knew that. Mm-hmm. But then I felt like a woman because I was like, I get to like cry because I have fat legs. Because like I hear it around me so much with moms and aunts and
it's
just
a goal
media.
For all the women in the
it's
world.
It's just it's your first time being like, I'm a woman.
It's like a bat mitzvah, the first day you hate your body.
Yes, I felt some kind of pride in it. I remember sitting on the like railroad ties waiting for my mom's
railroad. What?
You sit on the railroad, like the railroad ties.
You weren't sitting on the tracks, right?
Like, no. This is what I was thinking. I was like, is this so bad that you were thinking
about
jumping
down,
up
ready
for
to
a
die? Train?
Like, they were on the playground, the railroad. I just remember sitting there, and my mom's, my neighbor came to pick us up, and I remember just sulking and being like, my legs are fat. And I wanted her to be like, girl, I know what you're saying. Like, you know, just like, I wanted to be a woman, and she goes, no, you're not starting this shit yet. Get in the van. Like, she was so mean to me and, like, snapped. And then it came back, you know, 10 years later.
Can I tell you what I love about you real quick?
And then I snapped at Andrew the other day because we measured our calves. Because I was like, I have big calves. I've always had big calves. And then my calves were bigger than his. Right. And I almost, like, started crying. Like,
I was,
like, really, really devastated by it. And I realized my legs are a thing. It's a thing.
Your confidence and your insecurity is my favorite thing. It's the thing that you and I identify with when we meet each other at the deli.
What? Oh, speaking of.
Your confidence in speaking about your insecurities, which is like something I take pride in, is like my favorite thing.
Yeah, it's like every, that. It's all comics
to,
owning.
A
owning.
Way to bump owning. That up is to say, I have Olympic size calves. That way you're complimenting yourself to a championship type level.
That's a good, that they're elite.
We look for the positive on our podcast.
We do. No,
you don't. The No Disrespect podcast, you do.
We don't
want to
disrespect anybody.
Oh, we're all about self-improvement. Don't disrespect.
In college, I used to call myself...
First of all, you went to college? Humble brag.
No big deal. It was a pretty good one. I won't name it, but you could look it up. I used to call myself professional.
Where did you go?
Vassar? Don't say
it.
Does
it rhyme
with
walk
out of this room.
Columbia.
Oh, yeah. Fucking smart. Shoot. That's why you have those two skinny legs.
Shoot.
Something's going to knock you down a notch.
Oh, my God, Claire.
Oh, no. Don't tell anybody. I mean, it's like one of those things that people hear it and they go, what? And I don't know. Yeah. It's been a disappointment.
You studied abroad
since.
In Columbia. That's so cool that you did that.
The Universidad de Bogota.
We're back in studio with Ian Fidance and Andrew Collin. So, Andrew, what do you think this is going to be?
Why?
Is this girlfriend material?
Oh, this girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's fun, and she's easygoing.
Have you guys had that talk at all yet? I mean, it's early.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 days. No, nothing at all. I told her that this weekend she has to be in bed by 9
mm-hmm.
p.m., and then she said I have to go home right after my shows. So that's something.
Oh, that is something.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both like, don't hook up with other people.
I don't know. We were kind of kidding. But
are you really not going to try to hook up with anyone in Raleigh because of this? He's winking at me. His wart is winking. Oh no. Oh God, gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think no. There's no like kind
there's
of,
you
there's
don't have
nothing
to,
like
there's
that.
There's no rules.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
And when are you gonna see her again?
As
soon as you get back.
I don't maybe.
They're FaceTiming right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe Tuesday.
It's all very exciting. Are you do you have butterflies?
The Zoloft's taking that away. I did.
I
you
want to
talk about lasting
panic.
Long? That Zoloft is gonna woo.
What
makes it really hard to come?
Okay, Ian, why are you doing this,
this
to him? He needs
just because
it.
Your life falls apart on it, don't put it on me.
No. Zoloft's good.
It is.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I was on 200 milligrams of Zoloft and I was having orgasms.
What am I doing?
Really?
Why am I?
Turns out what I thought were orgasms were really just okay sneezes. On Zoloft, because once I quit Zoloft, I was like, oh my God, that's what an orgasm
is
supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I was on Zoloft from like the age of like or Prozac or Zoloft from 18 and on, so I never knew life without
great.
It. Fantastic. Well, if it affects your, you'll find out right away, and then you'll switch to something else.
Because I couldn't nut after the first time last night, so I was just
that's usually normal.
That took forever. Yeah, it was nothing. Yeah.
After the first time, you couldn't go again.
No.
Well, that makes
but
sense.
But even the next morning, either.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah,
it's okay. Totally normal.
Sometimes guys need a couple of days to build it back up. Truly. So that's not out of the normal.
All right. I'm good.
Yeah, but she's going to stay out.
Stop looking at my lips, dude. I'm going to kill you.
Is Ian looking at your lips?
He fucking just pointed out his lips.
I went.
When you go through your psych bullshit, do I ever go, hey, man.
Well, I can't wait to go on the road with this weekend.
First of all,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. You know what?
We got to get to the clip. This is from Wednesday's show. This was one of my favorite shows ever. It was
Andrew Collin was in studio yesterday, Brendan Ayer, and Greg Stone. Something was revealed during this episode. That's something bullshit. That I've noticed that Andrew kind of fibs about here and there. Or I've it never leads you to believe something different than it is
not
than is true.
It's not true.
Andrew's not a liar, but he's not a truth teller either.
Bullshit.
No, no, he's not. He's
Andrew has never lied about my age. Maybe Andrew my never, dick size, not my age.
Yeah, he's lied about his dick size. When have you lied about your dick size?
Actually, I don't. I'm pretty honest about it.
Okay. I don't want to know any details, by the way. I don't know your dick size, but I assume it looks something like your thumb. Because most men's penises do look like their thumbs. Okay, here's Andrew Collin, Brendan Ayer, and Greg Stone from Wednesday's show.
So I show up. We meet at like a dive bar. There's only like five people in there. It's quiet. It's nice. I get a drink. I offer to get her a drink. I get her a beer. I get a seltzer. Mm-hmm. She's completely cool that I don't drink.
Great.
She's like, I'm just sipping on my beer, whatever. We have a nice conversation. She's 26. She seems old soul. Old soul.
Real old soul.
Yeah, real old soul. But like, no, but the conversation is going great.
26 is fine. 26 is fine for you.
It's good.
Fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's not great. I mean, let me just be
She's
honest.
She's turning 27 next
if
year.
If I was a 30, if I was a today, 39-year-old woman and I was dating a 26-year-old.
38.
You're 39. You're almost 39. Let's just round it up at this point.
Let's live today.
38.
Okay. Let's be present.
If I was a 38-year-old man dating a woman dating a 26-year-old boy, there would be like, well, boy toy. But this is just like, yeah, that's a normal thing for our guy.
Yeah.
So it is weird. It's
call her, I could call her something fun, like girl twirl.
It's 12 years.
Yeah.
It's 12 years. You were a fully formed boy.
But
when
the older you get, the years shrink.
I get it. I get it. It's society accepts it, but I'm not saying it's not like, oh, that's great for you. It's young.
Okay.
It is young. Go on.
I don't want to unpack a controversy this late in the show, but you have led me to believe you are younger than me for the entirety of our friendship.
Yeah.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
36
Brendan,
years old.
Thank you
You're
so much.
You're fucking 38?
Thank
are you
so
kidding
you
me?
You know this. This is crazy.
No.
This is
you
crazy.
Are
he put me back in a psych ward.
You're 38.
I told you this my whole
you
life.
You told me to your face you were 33.
Yeah. I
said that in confidence.
Jesus 33.
In confidence, I told you.
He told me, he said, Patrick Ewing, same number as my age. That was 6 months ago.
This guy, you, my whole knowing. You, I'm 36. You've said you were younger. Holy shit!
Get a comforter next time because you're a liar.
Me too. I'm 34, and he for so long he would be like, you know, people our age, and I go, you. I was in eighth grade. You were graduating high school. That is not the same age.
He could be your dad.
Yes.
What the fuck, man?
This is bullshit.
This is how I find out.
No, this is insane.
I can't believe you just found out his true
this
age.
This is insane to me.
You assumed this you guys were like of the same age.
Yeah. Of the same age. And I thought he was younger.
And I consider
no,
you
not.
A friend,
Greg. Like, I told
friends.
You I was 33.
He's older than
because...
everyone. Everyone.
But how much cooler am I when I'm younger?
No,
you're not cooler.
It excuses some of the behavior, but then once it's revealed that you're older, it just makes
don't
everything
look
worse.
Give me that
worse.
Look. You're really making me angry
you're
here, actually.
You're older than Jimmy
I've
Fallon.
I've never lied to you. Is he? How old is he? I'm older than LeBron.
Go on. Okay. She's 26. You're 43. We're back. That was Wednesday's show. Yeah. Andrew, you've misled people about your age.
What? We're going back? Now you're going back to saying I am a liar?
No, I don't think you're a liar.
I have never. I'm 38. I'm turning 39 April 18th, 1980. I was born at 2:25 p.m. in Miami.
Okay. So if anyone wants to do his astrological chart, please get on that.
I'm an Aries, and I found out last night that my rising thing is a Virgo.
Oh, this girl is into astrology.
Yeah, that's how I found out.
Oh,
this is how I found out it's not going to last.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you both.
It's fine.
That's a fun thing.
I'm on Zoloft. It's fine.
You're on Zoloft.
Whatever.
You can appreciate anyone's
fucking break my heart.
Belief in things that aren't real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm just
honestly,
like,
someone believing in astrology to me is like if they were like, I believe in God. Like I no offense if you believe in either of those things. I don't. But that's and I don't care if you do. It's fine. I also believe in things that you probably don't believe in, like science.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, look,
I'm just kidding.
No,
but I really
it's
don't
fine.
Care if people are into those things. It's just not a relationship deal breaker.
It was kind of fun.
It's actually fun when someone has information about astrology that I would never know.
But they're never like that in depth. Like, it's always like, oh, you're an Aries? Oh, you're creative and fun. It's always, it's, you never really find out, oh, you're rising. It's Virgo. What does that mean? Yeah, I don't really know. They don't really ever know that much, but they're into it.
I like to look at horoscopes and be like, so what are you? Like, Andrew, what are you? What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Okay, Aries. And then I'll read Gemini. Yeah. And then they'll always be like, that's so weird. That's so me. And I'm like, guess what, bitch? It's Gemini. You should just go.
Well, how about this,
any
bitch?
Of this works
I
for
am
any
a Gemini.
Of us. Oh, shit. That's why you lie about your age.
Yeah,
you've been tricked before.
I'm 33. Fucking what is real? My lips are purple. Fuck you, Ian.
All right. This is Ian. Any last words?
No, I've really enjoyed this. And, you know, I just hope Andrew's lips get fixed.
Oh, my God.
My old purple lips.
Old
Jewfish lips I got.
Old purple lippy.
Okay, here's Thursday's episode. Kevin Nealon was there. Ian Fidance was there. Judah Friedlander was there. And we talking about hobbies. I remember as a kid being like, I talk fast, I move fast, I everything, I really do everything way too fast.
When are you like totally, besides sleeping, shut down and relaxed? Do you ever like sit and...
When I meditate.
But that's kind of forced, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, who else? Do you guys just sit and do like...
No.
I sit on my phone, you know, but I mean, I'm fast on the phone, you know.
You double thumber?
No, but that would be that
you're not
would
a double
expedite.
Thumber?
No, are you?
Yeah.
You
sometimes
hold
I'll flip
your phone
it sideways.
Like this?
Yeah, I'll do two thumbs. Not all the time, but one thumb sometimes. Sometimes two thumbs. Sometimes I got all 10 fingers going on it.
No,
how big is your phone?
It's a really tiny phone.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a microchip phone.
So cool.
I keep it in my mouth.
Just good technique you have. You just
yeah.
have good technique.
Yeah. No, I would think you were a double thumber.
I don't need. I don't have hobbies. Do you guys have
hobbies?
You
don't have a hobby?
No. No, I don't. And I need to get some. Do you
have
any?
You should learn how to knit.
No.
Because that'll slow you down.
That would slow me down. I just don't like. I don't like the feeling of.
I know what your hobby
yarn.
Is. It's Instagram.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Your hobby.
Yeah, that's not a hobby. That doesn't count.
You have to count
I wish
something
I could say
as a hobby.
I can't.
Do you read?
Sometimes.
You don't like to sit down and read a good mystery?
No.
Do you get therapy?
I used to.
Why did you let that go? Was that a hobby?
That felt like I let it go because I had a really bad therapist, and then I had a therapist that I just felt like, oh, this is about as good as having a conversation with one of my smart friends. Like, it just,
yeah.
Why am I paying for this person to give me exactly what all my intellectual friends give me? And
why
so,
were you going to therapy?
Because I want to be a better person. I want to be happy. I want to be in a relationship, and I want to stop needing things, and I want to feel good about myself.
So that's a weird reason to go, but whatever.
I mean, what's your hobby? And you can't say hiking now because now that's a part of your job.
When can I stop talking about hobbies? I have so many hobbies. I love to sketch.
Yes, that's true. You
I put
do.
Caricatures on my Instagram at KevinNealonArtwork.com.
I do drawing too.
You do?
I like
yeah,
drawing.
You do.
Yeah,
like it's drawing. So that's therapy yeah. in itself. I like to play. I play the 5-string banjo and the guitar, and I'm learning how to play the piano now. I love playing the piano.
Wow.
I'm not even that good, but I'm learning the scales and how to make chords and stuff. Because I figure there's pianos everywhere, and so many people play the piano. I think it must be easy.
Yeah, I know people do play the piano a lot, and it doesn't seem easy.
It is. Once you get the idea of your both hands doing two different things at the same time.
Well,
yeah,
you're a double thumb guy.
Yeah,
so
double thumb guy.
You're natural for the
so
piano.
Let's
guitar.
Recap.
I've tried to play guitar so many times in my life.
You'd be a great guitar player.
I am
just
not.
You'd look good playing the guitar.
Oh, I look so cool. I mean, I can play. Like, I know chords, but I have no rhythm. I can do all the fingering
part. Do you dance?
Part.
You Kevin, dancing with the stars.
Yeah, and I got first. Voted off.
Oh, first. I thought you won.
Yeah,
first,
I know. I know.
But you seem like you would be a good club dancer, though.
No, no.
But you're Kevin, athletic. I've seen you on.
I know I can run, but
Ninja,
I can't.
American Ninja Warrior.
And I got last
first.
On that too.
First.
I really did. I did the worst on that
you're
show.
You're not
too.
Afraid to do anything.
I'm not
you did
afraid
my
to
hike.
Fail.
You're not afraid to fail.
I'm good at running. I'm good at hiking, but there's no running with the stars. Now there's hiking with the stars.
I just realized.
You have that show.
I just realized what I love about you.
What?
You are open. To do anything because you want to explore and you want to experience things. You do it all. What have you turned down lately?
I've turned down quite a lot. No.
Nothing. You'll take anything.
Let's
say
I like Joan Rivers for that. Like, you know, I always heard Joan Rivers did anything. And I did a rap battle show. Like, I'll do stuff that
seems.
What was
the rap battle show?
It's called Drop the Mic. It's on TBS.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's fun. Yeah. It was fun. And
who'd
it was scared me. Brad Williams, little person.
Yeah, yeah, I know
yeah,
Brad.
Yeah.
So you're open to do anything. I think if I had a show where I drag people along the street, like on their with their jacket, just drag them along for like
three blocks. You go, I'll do it.
Premiere episode. I'll sign me up. That would be hilarious. I wouldn't have to do anything, and I could like look bad. Like a lot of doing these things is like you want to look good, and it's exhausting for me to do hair and makeup. I feel like if I was on a show where I'm being dragged in the street by my jacket, you should look a little disheveled.
But you came on my hike, and you were like perfect. You looked perfect. I mean, have you
That's
seen her
so
legs?
Nice. Okay.
I mean, in shape.
Thank you.
Pretty,
I do have great legs.
Talks.
I'm gonna lean into my legs now because I used to hate my legs my whole life, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna like them because
get them insured, please, for me. Will you please insure those legs?
That's so nice, Kevin. Oh my God.
I'm serious. At least the right leg.
Well, okay.
Left leg, I wasn't crazy about.
I mean, so what do you do for hobbies, Judah? Do you draw?
Draw sometimes. Read. Ping pong. I play ping
yeah,
pong.
Dude, I love really ping pong.
I'm playing later today.
I'll play you anytime.
I'll play you today.
I'll take you to the cleaners.
I'll play you today.
Okay.
I have my paddle with me right now.
I have my table with me.
Great. I have my net. There's actually this one ping pong place. It's like a rec center in Queens.
Is that Susan Sarandon's place?
The one I'm going to today is, yeah. Spin.
Oh, yeah. I got a locker down there.
Street.
I got a locker.
Okay. But this one place, there's this one place in Queens. It's like a rec center Y kind of a place. And from like, I think from like 6 to 9 or something at night, they have ping pong. And it's really competitive there, and there's a lot of regulars. And so if you don't get that right at the beginning, you could wait an hour to play.
Wow.
So one time, the first time I got there, I couldn't even get in because there's so many people. And the second time I got there early, and I had a table, and then I realized the venue, they provide the tables, but they don't provide the nets.
Oh.
And then everyone's looking at me like I'm the biggest idiot. They're like, "You didn't bring your own net?" And I'm like,
what?
"No, I usually don't bring a net." Yeah, so
I do that.
So
with
then
tennis.
I couldn't play again. So
I have my own net for tennis,
yeah.
But I don't have a ping pong net.
Yeah,
I have my
yeah.
own paddle. You have your own paddle?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Sweet, man.
Whoa!
I don't want to brag, but in college I was on the table tennis team, and we played Yale and schools like that. And
wow!
Yale's known for having one of the weaker table tennis teams.
No, this is back in the 1900s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then maybe.
Do you have a sandpaper paddle or is it the foam?
I do. It's in storage. I'm in the middle of trying to move.
Look at you.
So.
Ian,
yeah,
are
you
a
play today,
are you
play,
a ponger? What do you call it?
That's fine.
Ponger.
Anything you want. Yeah.
I like playing ping pong.
But is there a normal thing to call it? Is there a cool word for people who play ping pong?
Have you ever watched on YouTube Pinger? Table tennis like the pros?
Oh, I've seen
crazy.
Some cool
It's amazing
gifs.
The way they return the ball like from 30 feet away from the table. And
I saw Forrest Gump. I get it.
I that was like fake. That was fake.
I know, but I know that people can do what he did.
Yeah, they can.
What, play against a wall by themselves?
No, just be so fast.
Oh, yeah.
I played this wall one time. It was so good. I couldn't hit anything back.
All right, guys, that was the podcast this week. I hope you enjoyed this little journey through the show. Oh my God, that is so adorable. Ian and Andrew are holding hands. Oh my God, that is so cute. Good. We've been through a lot today, guys. Any closing remarks? Any hopes and dreams?
I just really want this medicine to work
yeah.
for real.
What does that mean for you?
I just don't even want to think about it, but I just
want
to feel a little
mean?
Better.
But what does working mean?
Huh?
What does the working mean for you?
I feel better.
I'm not being insincere when I ask
I
you that. What does that mean for you? What
I
would
want
you
my
like?
Panic attacks to lower. I want my anxiety to lower.
By the way, you don't have. I've not seen you have a panic attack. Panic attacks are actually when you like
about
can't
those
breathe.
Too?
First of all, I've had those plenty of times.
But not in front of me?
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
just like you're in your mid-30s.
How do you...
Friday night, I had one in before the show. I was dry heaving in the bathroom.
Oh, I thought that was your asshole. not your mouth.
It was both, to be honest.
Ian, Andrew always, like... Yeah, we always get to the club and you go right to the bathroom and then I just hear everything. Because, I mean,
what
and
do
you hear?
What do you hear?
You know, things happen in there.
Oh!
It's just... It's unfortunate that the green room always has a bathroom that's right there and it's quiet.
It's not every time.
I've learned to not use a green room bathroom.
I know
for those
that's trying.
I
that's what I'm trying to convey here is like leave it for me and then you go to the
leave
one
it
where
to you, Beaver.
Go to the public.
Go to the public bathroom because you're not. No one knows who you are, so I can't go to the public one because then because they're not that I would get recognized in any, but it's at my show, people know who I am, and so I avoid the public one. I used to use it all the time when I was a no one knew who I was.
You don't have to change your words.
But you should use the public one if you can.
I'll try this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry you had a panic attack, and I hope this works.
Yeah, I hope it does too. I mean, apparently I'm going to be freaking out though.
Right. Why?
Because Ian.
Because of purple lips?
Yeah,
what?
Purple lips.
You don't have purple lips at all.
No, I'm fucking around. I'm good. I'm
Guys,
good.
Follow us on UFSXM on Instagram.
I'm
follow 37. Andrew T. Collin.
37.
Follow E-Animal, I-Animal on Instagram for Ian Finance, Nikki Glazer for me. But please follow us on UUP SXM for everything involving the show. We want to get our follower count up. We have a lot of content on there. And also post about the podcast on your stories and tell your friends if you enjoyed it today. Come see me in Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Good Nights. I'll be there with Andrew. Ian will be in New York City all this weekend and next week performing at Comedy Cellar, among many other places.
That's right.
And yeah, we'll catch you next week, Friday, for the next episode of the UUP podcast. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.